Put your hands together and welcome your very own Dunstable Town Podcast.
Talk of the Town podcast pre-match. I'm your host, Andy Burrows. We have a bit of a different start to the show today. I'm here with my good friend, the goalkeeping coach from MK Irish, Mr. Brownie himself, Mr. Lee Brown. Brownie, how are you, mate? Good to have you on our pod.
Nice to speak to you, Andy. Good to see you, mate. You good?
I am good, mate. I am good. Yeah, like you say, we've never had anyone from the opposition on the podcast really this season. But Brownie, how are you finding the standard of the league this season? Obviously, you guys sit currently second. We've had some great games against you over the seasons. MK Irish have always been known for playing good football, but you're really going for it this season. Obviously, sitting second at the minute, mate. What's been the key so far to the success, would you say, this season for the Irish?
Well, we've got a nice, steady young side. At the beginning of the season, wasn't a lot of pressure for us, but you know, we play a good standard of football, a nice passing side. The standard of the league this year, I find it not as good as last year, you know, but there is some teams in. There's a bit of money being thrown about for higher teams, but you know, lower teams seem to be coming through good now. So let's hopefully be a good result at the end of the season for us, hopefully, with a bit of luck.
Just not today, mate. Not today. Obviously, like you say, Brownie, we've got, what, 6 or 7 games left. Top spot, take the title. Obviously, Dunstable now, we've got a slim outside chance of maybe making a playoff push. We're 9 points behind with all the ramifications, or we don't know about ground gradings yet. How is that playing? How is that affecting the lads and the team? Is it something that you guys don't really pay much attention to? Because there is a talk of, oh, this team might not have the ground grading, or this team might not have a ground, you know, and you guys are currently sitting second. Does that eventually seep into the thinking, or you've just got to concentrate on one game at a time?
Yeah, to be fair, Andy, it is a bit, everyone's up and down listening to rumours and this and that. So all we do, Terry, the manager, just told us concentrate on winning every week. Take note, lads, all we've got to do is just keep winning every game and we'll win the league.
Mm, yeah. What are you expecting today from the mighty Dunstable Town as you come over here to Creasy Park, mate? Face my boys. Always good games against Irish. Obviously, we faced you in the FA Cup at the start of the season. You give us a bit of a whooping. We had what I thought was a relatively competitive game over with you guys about a month ago, and you ended up, you know, really turned it on in the second half. It was we were in it up until, you know, just before half time. We found ourselves, we were 1-0 up, went in 2-1 down, conceding 2 quick goals just before half time. What are you expecting today from the game against Dunstable?
Yeah, it's always nice to come over to Dunstable, especially with Joe and my old mate Kyle. You know what he's like, a loose cannon, but we love him. Yeah, so last time we played, you were at home. It was a nice, to start off with, it was a good game. First 10, 15 minutes, you was all over us. But I think you got an early goal, didn't you, in that game?
Did,
good early goal in that game. But obviously, we're a nice, organised side. We just keep going, play football. And today, it'll be a good workout today. I think it'll be an hard game. You know, we've got to win today. We're not coming here to sit back. We're here to have a go. So hopefully it'll be a good game.
Yes, mate. Well, hopefully it'll be a good game, mate. I'm not going to wish you too much luck, mate. But Brownie, great to see you, mate. And thanks for coming on the pod. We'll be back later on with more from the pre-game at the Talk of the Town podcast. Talk of the Town podcast, back with our pre-match. I'm here with Anthony and first-team coach Carl Durkin. Dirk's obviously MK Irish at home today, mate. We've played them in the FA Cup this season over there. We played them in the league. They're second in the league, going for promotion. We played a lot of football over the last couple of weeks, mate. I think that showed last Saturday in the performance. Another week's rest, mate, going into the Irish game today. What are we hoping for?
Look, we're hoping for a bounce back from the playing group. As staff, we've had a discussion on how it needs to look. Look, MK Irish have been a difficult side for us this year. The FA Cup early in the season, they put us to the sword. And then the most recent fixture over at their place was a tough one as well to take. They've genuinely caused us problems with their awkward shape and their ability down the outsides. You know, we had some joy early on, but the joy early on didn't last very long, which is one of those things that we have to be better at as a group. So today's going to be an interesting fixture. Look, the weather's nice, the pitch is soft, and all intents and purposes, that week rest is going to be utilised effectively from us as a group. You know, the players today, albeit it's coming towards the end of the season, each and every game is them fighting for their lives and fighting for their shirt and reputation. Because as we draw close to the end of the season, you know, there's discussions around movement for next year. There's conversations around individual players. Are they staying? Are they going to be retained, released? And there's inside knowledge of clubs outside of our environment looking at our players. Mm. And rightly so. Albeit we're ninth in the league and we've had a torrid season, you know, let's reflect honestly. That doesn't mean to say that the players in the building are bad players. As a group, we haven't got it right this year. But that doesn't mean to say that the individuals in here aren't capable and aren't good. And that's what these last five, six games are about. Players playing for individual pride and as a collective, doing it for each other. Mm.
Anthony, with the St Pantelimon coming out of the league now, there's the dangling of the carrot that the league, there was a statement that went out in the week and all us fans and everyone's getting a little bit excited. Potentially seventh place could make the playoffs in this league now. I mean, all joking aside, does that give some added incentive? With six games to go, we're ninth, potentially could finish seventh and maybe make the playoffs. Is that like I was just chatting to Alfie in there and he was like, that gets to players because they're like, six games to go, that just gives you that little added incentive. If we can win five or six games now, win six out of six, we potentially could make the playoffs.
Yeah, that's spot on. But who knows? It's a game of chance, it's a game of luck. We've got to do all we can now to be able to affect them playoffs. If we don't get there, we look at ourselves first, and that's the reason why we didn't get there. And you look at last season, we missed out by a point, and that's our fault. There's certain games where we should have turned into wins. There's certain games we drew, which we shouldn't have done. There's certain games we lost, which we shouldn't have done. But that's on us. And again, that's on us this season. So if we don't make it, we don't make it. We look internally before we look externally. But at the minute, there's still games to play. There's still points to be won. And if it does go down to the wire and down to them last positions, why can't we beat that team to get there? And I said in my programme notes a few weeks ago, whilst there's points to be won, we're going to go for it. I hope it is some sort of motivation for the players, because maybe it's something we've lacked this season, something to motivate them to get that push. And maybe by luck, we've got that opportunity to now, get him through the back door. So start today against Irish. It's not going to be an easy game, but we'll do what we can to affect those above us and try to sneak in through the back door.
Yeah, definitely. Just finishing up, Dirks, there's the annual Dunstable Town Darts Tournament tonight. Are you the next Luke Littler? Similarities there, mate. I'm just going to, just throwing something out there, mate. You got a little team entering. Are you expecting 180s from you boys tonight?
I've paired up with the main man, Anthony. Me and himself are going to go together and we're going to throw a few darts. I'd suggest clearing the space in and around me, because I'm quite aggressive with my dart throws. It's more like a javelin effect.
Yeah.
But I'll see how we get on.
Okay.
I'll take no prisoners, that's for sure.
Okay. And any good at darts, mate? Obviously, anyone in the team that's talking a good game tonight?
To be fair, no one's really saying much at the minute. I think they're all playing, keeping their cards close to their chest. But I used to have a darts board in my room when I was a bit younger, but the old dear made me take it down because there's too many holes in the wall. So if me and Dirk's up against anyone, if you're going to back us to finish maybe bottom. But like I said, we might do a dance and we'll sneak through the back door. But if anyone's Luke Littler, that's me carrying the weight. But then, we'll crack on and give it a good go.
Boys, always a pleasure. Good luck today, lads. And I'll catch you after the game.
Yeah, mate.